This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Barely Furcasting featuring Taven. I am Barely Normal. With me is my co-host, Taven. Say hello, Taven.
Hello, Taven, and hello all you listeners out there in the place that we're talking at. How is that going? Oh, but not how are you going. How are you going, Pepper and Mike, or Barely, or who are you?
Well, I'm Barely Normal, and we have our special guest on today is Pepper Coyote, and he's been on the show once before, many years ago, 3 years ago almost.
Yeah,
a little over 3 years ago.
Season 1, episode 51 is when you were on, that in April 2021.
Crazy. Yeah.
Was that pre or during or like pandemic?
Was that, that was during.
That was during. That was during.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's like that's how, it's funny that that's how like everything has to be talked about now.
Yeah.
Like before like a few years ago, it was, oh, was that before or after 9/11?
Yeah, right.
But like, not even. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, pre or yes. Post pandemic, right?
Yeah. Pre or post, it's like an anime time skip. I've heard the joke many times and I enjoy it. Well, now everyone's a little altered now. Everyone's a little different.
Yes.
Everything got very scary for a while. Some things are still scary in other ways. Mm-hmm. I'm doing pretty well. I am going relatively great as far as like an individual day can go. I drank a lot of coffee.
Okay, good.
But rather than making me, I'm not super bounce off the walls energy as much as I'm just kind of like jittery. You know,
nice, very, very.
You know the thing. Does this video go anywhere, or is this just so we can
just so we can see each other? Yeah, it's nothing. All it's right. Nothing. Doesn't get recorded. So, are you still in the Midwest? Southwest? Is that where you still
Southwest? Yeah, I still live in Phoenix, Arizona. At least that area, not literally Phoenix, but I can see Phoenix from my house.
Oh, okay. Is it like 170 degrees down there now, or what?
Oh, jeez. So yesterday it was like 102, 103. We're now in the thing where it goes over 100 every single day, but we're not yet far enough into summer where it never goes. There comes a point where it never gets under 100, like even at night. So it'll be 4 in the morning. It'll be like hit 99. You're like, oh. And then it goes right when the sun comes up, right back into, you know. That's the weird one. Because we are, I need to find a fast way to get over the fact that I own a pool now and I want to talk about it, because we got a house in like right before COVID and it happened to have a pool. And when I talk about it, I feel like I have to qualify it because I'm like self-conscious about appearing rich. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like if through some strange circumstance, like your dad or something bequeathed you or a friend like a Tesla. And then you'd be like, well, look I didn't really like buy the Tesla. You know what I mean?
I don't have that kind of disposable income. No.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can't afford a pool, and our pool's kind of falling apart. We're keeping it limping along because it is very nice.
Is it above ground or in ground?
It is an in-ground, like it's from the 70s. We don't think it's been fixed up since the 70s.
Either. Oh, jeez.
But it has like a 9-foot max depth, and it's
nice.
Deep, and I'm 6'6".
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, can you even get your head under? Like, because it's so tall and everything.
Yes. It is just deep enough that if I'm at the bottom flat-footed and have my arm straight up and I'm reaching as hard as I can, my fingertips, I think, are breaching the water, but I can't tell because it's, like, that close. And I'm like, oh, it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
No pools are large enough for me to actually get under them. And but we do need to redo the thing because it's, like, very rough. And if you kick the side, oh, my goodness, you're going to be injured. It sucks.
Yeah, you need to get that fixed. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's not.
But how are you
fix.
All doing? Yes, I am Pepper Coyote. Hello. I'm a musician in the fandom. If you don't know who I am, it sounds dismissive, but literally just Google Pepper Coyote.
Right.
And or type me into Spotify, right? That's the better one. If you use Spotify or whatever music thing, put me in there. There's one song that's going to come up as my top one. Listen to that. And if you think it's funny, then listen to my serious music and you'll hopefully have a good time as well.
Cool.
There it is. Okay, we're done. We've thanks for being on the show, Pepper.
Well, it's like in case someone wants to pause and be like, who are we talking
about? You listen to that. And then,
there you go.
You'll either have more or less respect for me because like I've realized that people I don't know. This sounds like a weird thing to say. People seem to act different around me after I've like sung a song. I have like my bard, like very low level magic spell that I cast is like I get like a +2 to all of my speech rolls.
To charm,
like,
yeah.
People are willing to be like, all right, let's hear out his nonsense.
All right. Yes.
No.
You're right.
But you get that one extra little. So anyway,
who was that? Who was that? That bearded man on the stage? Yes.
Yeah,
I do have a beard now, and I know that's one of the things that we are.
which I have to ask, what is with the beard, Pepper?
So, during the pandemic, I was masking way hard. The semantics aside of like the pandemic is ongoing, but right. You know what
right.
I mean.
Right.
When yeah. we were in like the height of it, in the very beginning, I was wearing masks all the time, and that kept me from touching my face and pulling out my own beard hairs, because that's like a nervous tic that I have. It's like pull hair out of my face. I don't know if anyone else does that. It's like instead of biting my nails, I now pull on my mustache.
Pull hair out of my face.
Like, the man. You think of
as long as you don't do the evil thing from the Western where you twirl the ends of the mustache.
It's starting to get there now. But like my facial hair started growing a little faster right when I was also wearing a mask, which protected my facial hair to eventually become full enough that I'm like, oh, I have like an established beard now. That's weird. And that had never happened before in my life. I'm 32 now.
And so it just stuck. You can't get rid of it now.
I've kept it for a bit because now it's like, well, it takes a while to get to this point, and it kind of like it's stiffer than I thought it would be. Like it's curlier than I thought it would be. And I get like the almost like Spartan profile where it sticks out as like a little triangle wedge, and that's right. kind of cool. Even though I have red hair for
it's kind of like a
you're not seeing the
circle.
Video.
It's kind of like a circle on its side.
Yeah, like if I like closed my mouth and like painted my face in the correct way, I could like do a circle.
Oh
head.
Well, okay. So I guess you'll always have cheese with you all the time. There you go. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, the amount of cheese I consume on a daily basis, I could be a circle.
So your work schedule has changed. This is exciting. Tell us all about that.
Well, all right. So like as a combination of being a responsible adult and being on a couple people's like enemies lists because I've been around long enough now.
Yeah.
I can't talk in detail about my jobs, but as has been true for like since I graduated high school, I have various odd jobs, all of which are involved in music, but kind of circle around the specifics. Like doing this is kind of one of my, like, would you consider this publicity? If I spent money in the course of doing this interview, could I put on my taxes that it was a business expense? Because it was in a promotional effort.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
I'll send you an invoice. How's that?
Yeah. You got to be hustling. Like all millennials, you have to have several jobs. I don't yet do... if things got hard income wise, I would probably be Ubering. I have a bike. I could run around and do DoorDash and see if I don't die.
In the 110
but
degree
things
feet.
Are going relatively well.
Yeah,
I think I just spiked the mic right there.
So. And if you were in the Oriental countries, you could Uber on your bike.
That's what I am. Right, they get a freaking rickshaw.
I was in Thailand in 2017, and they had Uber, and it was a different name. But I ordered one, and this guy shows up on a two-seated bike, and he's like, get on.
What?
I'm like, nope.
I'll just walk.
Oh, two-seated bike. Wow, yeah. I was going to say, because even in Arizona, we have the, like, bike cart guys where they're, like, towing a thing mm-hmm. with, like, seats, but it's a separate. It
right.
looks
like on a
like
horse.
A, like a yeah. reverse chariot thing, but
right.
it's the bicycle.
Really is.
You get a whip to whip the guy. He's like, go faster.
I mean... They're in this weird legal spot, at least in Phoenix, where they aren't like they don't charge or like if you ask them how much they'll be like they won't like tell you a number because I think they aren't legally allowed to charge, but like you're supposed to tip.
Oh right, it's just a tip,
them,
yes.
right? Uh-huh. So I just flat unless it's an insane distance, I'm just like flat $20.
There
so
you
I
go.
Know, like, yeah. I don't know. Is nice. This, what are you supposed to, what is the proper etiquette? Like if someone was making a guide for America, it's like if you go to a major city and a bicycle man takes you somewhere, it is appropriate.
What's the appropriate tip to give him or her? Yeah.
Never thought of it. So yes.
Yeah, so in Seattle with all the hills, it was miserable. I was like,
Oh, $20. Yeah, I know. I mean, that takes a lot of work to do that. So how has your work schedule changed? This is so exciting to me.
I just have like weird days off where now I work like Thursdays, Fridays are my official days off. Technically Monday is like today, but I stream and do things like this. And I try to work for myself. My music release schedule has slowed down a bit. I'm still going to probably get out one album per year because I had one at the beginning of last year and then probably by the end of this year. So technically 2022 and 2023, I have Dog Songs for Song Dogs, DSFSD, which I wanted to get Palindrome, which is like the same forward and backwards, is available for streaming and purchase now. If you type into Google Pepper Coyote Dog Songs for Song Dogs, it'll come up. You can buy a vinyl, a CD.
That's wow.
Dog Songs for Song Dogs. There we go.
I went through several names. That was the only time where I can have the like movie biopic scene where we like were saying names. Then we had the like, oh, light bulb, woo. And we all get excited. Where like, I was like, is it Songs for the Desert or like Dog Songs, just like by itself? Is it like songs they paid me to write? Is it? And then eventually it was Dog Songs for Song Dogs. Okay. And me and my boyfriend both were like, woo. We jumped around. We were very excited. Wrote that down really fast.
Nice.
And we're going to be doing volume 2 of that.
Oh.
Before the end of this year.
Okay.
So see if you like volume 1 and if you like my nonsense. Add me to your like follow list. See, my plugs come throughout the program. I just weave them in.
I'm seeing that. I'm very, very good. You're inadvertently answering some of my questions without me having to ask them. But on that subject, actually... So tell us about Chinese Pie Balloon. The process, what do you think of it? What is it even about? And by the way, we've had Comedy Ben on the show before. I noticed that she did the background for the video. And so I thought I'd say, hey, it comes around because we've had Comedy Ben on the show and now you're on the show and oh, that was stupid. Anyway, so tell us about things.
This is another situation where if you are listening and in a position where you can pause the show, go to YouTube, come back, Chinese Pie Balloon, which if you say fast, sounds like Chinese Spy Balloon, which is the beginning of me talking about this thing. Mm. Listen to that song. It's really long, but hopefully not boring. I try to have a whole bunch of different sections. And I'm doing trombone and I'm popping in and out. Green screen. And yes, Chris Comedy Bun made... what is basically the canvas, instead of having just a blank background, the background is a video clip that is a montage of all kinds of different video clips. There's cartoons in there. There's footage of
And there's mountains.
There's mountains.
Some mountains.
Because the first line is like, what do I see in the crisp Alaskan air? And okay, so do you remember a while ago, and this isn't really a politics thing, because the point of the song is that we should all... probably calm down about a certain incident with a balloon from China, which most people I don't think really care about. Like, I don't hear on a daily basis people talking about, oh, I'm very nervous about China and their balloon-based subterfuge.
So this pup right here has no idea what the China balloon thing is. So
do you remember in like February or March, it was a few months ago that we're doing this in June 2023 for posterity. There was a balloon spotted in like Idaho or North Dakota or something. I think they actually did see it in Alaska, but it looked like a weather balloon because people just looked up and just saw a big white circle in the sky and went, "What is this?" And they're like, "Oh, that's from China, and it's a spy balloon. Like they're spying on us." It floated all the way from Alaska across Canada, all the way down. Eventually, it was shot down off of like Myrtle Beach, and I think in one of the Carolinas.
Okay,
does this remind you of anything? Have you seriously heard? Like, did either of you?
Oh,
what
I
do you think
it.
Of that?
Yeah, no, I knew about it. I knew. I watched with bated breath as I kept waiting for them to shoot it down and decide. Oh, it's bad. It's nasty. It's terrible. Let's shoot it down. And so.
Whereas very this funny. This pup right here hides under a rock most of the time, so I have not heard of any such thing. So now I know.
There you go.
There were words used like payload was flying around. It's like, oh, what's in the balloon? And there's some very obvious criticisms that some of you are probably thinking of. How can it be an effective spy tool if it's just a giant balloon that you can just like look up and see?
Exactly. It's like we're spying on you and we're letting you know we're spying on you. Here we are.
Well, thank you for letting us know. Thank you. That's great. Okay, I'll just... I'll just go back to mowing my lawn now. That's
could have been easy. It could have been even better if they just like put, you know, scrolling words on the sign on the side of it, like the big, like the
we
blimps.
Are spying on you, right?
Like a Sky Raider situation, right? Yeah. Like the big flag trailing behind it. But there was the Chinese government says, hey, there were some weird weather patterns and it got blown off course. And then if you look at the weather patterns, there were weird, like it all, there's nothing that's like, oh, it had like a rocket strapped to it. Because like weather balloons aren't horribly controllable.
No.
And these are all lyrics in the song, by the way. Like these are points that I try to bring up. Mm-hmm. I'm making fun of the situation because I fear in my heart that this is part of a greater movement to make America just generally suspicious of China. Mm. Like, you remember a while ago they had hashtag stop Asian hate, and there's like a rise of Asian hate crimes. And it's like, well, if you look at the news, all you ever hear about China is how like sinister and dastardly they are and how they're like secretly trying to plot to take over America or whatever.
Well, like, and something about like they caused the globe to shut down for a few years, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, that shit, that, I'm sorry, I've cursed now.
That's okay.
Like, COVID almost definitely did start somewhere in the Wuhan province of China, but the lab they're talking about is an American lab, so it's like, well, do we think that, was it the long con of, like, America started a lab in China to then release a virus? Like,
I mean, we really hate ourselves, right? So that's right? Why we did that to ourselves. God.
I think it was just an accident. I don't think anybody intentionally like released COVID.
No.
That's a bioweapon or
let's,
like,
let's throw this out there and see what happens. Oh, shit. Things happened. So.
But the general idea of just being scared of China, suspicious of everything that they do and how they're like trying to, well, at the same time, we're just so interlinked, like economically, which everyone knows. That's the first thing people say. It's like, well, they own all of our debt and they make all of our stuff. It's like, yes, valid points. I believe China when they say that they don't want to go to war with us, but it seems like we're trying to ramp up for something. And
we got to ramp up for something or we don't have anything. If we don't ramp up for something at some point, somewhere, we don't have anything to do.
Politically, you're not offered real solutions to real problems. Nope. So, yeah, you got to like, oh, I know that you're like sleeping on the street, but like, look over there. China has a balloon. Another thing
like
in the lyrics,
Mickey Mouse. Yeah,
it cost $2 million, the operation to shoot down this balloon. Somehow the like our advanced jet and missiles missed a balloon that, according to what I could Google, was 200 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like we missed,
really,
right?
We missed the giant balloon. Okay. So we had to shoot two of these missiles that cost like $500,000 each, and then every hour of operate because we have two planes for attacking and another two planes that are the spy planes to record and like tape it. Basically, they're like the video guys who are like for posterity. We're gonna record this balloon situation and like how many. What could that money have been used for? And yeah, a tired argument we've all heard before. Like, well, have all this money for bombs, but no, like we've been saying it since the 70s, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, since the 1760s. Maybe not.
We have money for cannonballs, but not for taking care of such and such a thing.
There was like a march. I'm not a historian. This is the vaguest stuff, but there was a, like, as soon as the Revolutionary War was over, I was told there was like a veterans march because they weren't being given their benefits and they like marched on Washington. And like, we started doing that from the first war.
Of course, yes.
Well.
Anyway, this is not supposed to be a politics show.
No.
So I'm going to try to not. Right. I'll only get as deep into stuff as I am questioned into.
So that's what the song is all about then, is that.
Yes,
and
Chinese spy balloon. We should all calm down. The joke is also that it's Chinese pie balloon. I separate them because you hear about satire and the rules for how to make effective satire and how you have to be extremely clear. But you pretty much can't do wink, wink, nudge, nudge stuff because that's where half the time people end up like unironically agreeing with someone who you think of as a bad guy or, you know, giving the opposite message where like, oh, I'm trying to make fun of Nazis, but I accidentally just made a thing Nazis like. You have to make your satire. So I'm trying to make it as clear as possible that I think we are over-exaggerating this incident, that it is a ridiculous incident that in the future we'll look back on it and laugh about, oh my goodness, I can't believe that those weirdos back in the past were spooking each other about spy balloons. Mm-hmm. And that I don't think we should be going to war with China. It ends with me saying like two whole Chinese words that I practiced a million times that translate Tian Jia Yi Jia, which is like one world, one, well, Tian Jia, like one sky, one sky, one people. Like,
okay, basically, makes like sense.
We are all, we are all one humanity.
Mm-hmm. I just had a flashback to We Are the World. We are the children.
That is, I Googled, I swear that I, when I check, when I put that phrase in to try and Google translate it, it brought up We Are the World because at least in some releases, that was how it was translated.
Okay. Nice. All right. Very cool. Very cool.
With Michael Jackson singing into speaker and everything.
Yeah, I didn't investigate deep enough to see if they had him sing in Chinese or if they got like a sound alike, like in Disney movies where they sing in different languages, or if it's just English, but with the title like, this is, you know, you get it.
You get it. We you know what we're
You understand.
About. Well, nice. Yes, it's a very nice little ditty, I must say. And it's got a lot of likes. I was noticing that just the other day on Twitter, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah, ignore all the stuff I just said about it and just think it as like a goofy fun song, and it's also a pretty hopefully goofy fun entertaining song.
Yes, it trombones. Is. Yep. So, and it's on YouTube, and it's as Pepper said, just kind of just Google it, and it's right there.
Don't even ask about the Chinese saddle light. Okay, sorry.
What Chinese saddle light.
Light.
Oh,
yes.
that's a different thing.
That's the last verse.
That's not even done yet. Like that's in process. The Chinese saddle light. So you actually already talked a little bit about, but can you talk more about so recent and or other current music endeavors we should be looking for?
I'm still jumping into the, if on the off chance that anyone listening to this is like an independent pro wrestler, okay. I've been writing some indie wrestling themes. I'm trying to become like, in addition, I'm not that I'm like wandering away from the fandom or anything. I actually, the two of the people I've written themes for are both furries and wrestlers, and their gimmick is that they're animals, and they even wrestle with like, their, one is a tiger, his name's Scott. Oh, Scott, I was about to say Scott Cawthon, but that's the guy who made Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
Scott Hansen, who you might know if you watch, who is it, Your Movie Sucks, who is a YouTuber. He's also a horse furry. That's why it's again, relevant to the fandom. Mm-hmm. And he does like some things where, you know, they'll watch like Twilight and make fun of it. You know, classic YouTube content. Mm-hmm. And then Scott does that. He's like one of the like Adam usually plays the straight man, then he says outrageous shit. Yeah. But he's also a pro wrestler, and I've gotten to do a couple. I went to a show with him out in the Seattle area.
Nice.
One was in Tacoma, one was almost up near the Canadian border. I don't remember the name of the town, but I wrote their tag theme, and then I wrote him a solo theme, and then tag theme, and those are both on Spotify too. If you want to check them out,
there you go. Coyote.
There it is. There's the plug. I was waiting.
Yes. Almost didn't notice it.
You're
I've been
so
doing wrestling theme
Pepper.
Songs, and if you're a wrestler and you want a theme song, talk to me. I promise I'm affordable.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So many. Okay, wow. So indie that's wrestling exciting is great. And great. So that's your current stuff you're doing. What is the current stuff you actually listen to other than your own self?
I was reminded actually by one of my students that like Dark Side of the Moon is an album by Pink Floyd, and I should probably listen to it because they were talking about it, and I'm like, you were like negative 20 when that album came out. I mean, I was like negative, actually pretty close to that. But it's like there's a lot of like the great albums that I just haven't listened to. I was going through a lot of Billy Joel's first. I was just going album by album with him. And I was more surprised like, wow, like half of these songs are hits. This guy was like a hit machine in the
like yes, 70s, he 80s. Yes, he was. Yeah.
I was going through like The Stranger. Like, oh. They also, I guess, have nostalgia for it because I think my parents were listening to it a bunch. And I never listen to new music, and that's not on purpose. I don't like hate new music, but I kind of feel like, well, if I haven't listened to everything from 1975, why should I be listening to stuff from
1976?
I need to catch up.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So you're very linear stuff. In that respect, apparently.
Yeah, the newest song I've heard that I like, and I actually did a cover of that again on YouTube, Runaway to Mars, which is by a guy named Talk. And it's just,
Talk.
Very good. Look that up if you want to hear a cool thing with guitar and a million harmonies.
And nice. That's a lot of harmonies. And how about Fox? Have you seen Talk With Music with Fox lately?
So one of the COVID changes that has happened was because of that like gap in work and really just the amount of cons that me and him were doing. Like we were performing at most conventions, and I think that was true. I think we might have been at like more than 50% of just con, at least especially in the U.S., but in a couple of international ones even. Mm-hmm. But it cost a lot of money, and he kind of was gradually running out. And it all caught up at the same time that COVID did, where it's like, well, now I can't do like any work and I just have to pay bills. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now he's been at home working a lot, musical work. And I'm hoping that at some point we'll restart the world traveling. I'm doing a little bit of that myself in Fox's absence, but we are like, we haven't like broken up. We haven't gotten a divorce.
Okay.
All right. Good. That's great.
Yeah, circumstances are just as such.
Yeah, please, it was kind of interesting going to a con and not seeing the Pepper and Coyote, and Pepper's show.
The first one that I was at, that it was just Pepper. I was like, well, this is probably just Fox just couldn't make it to that. In fact, I think I even texted Fox and asked him, "Where are you?" But I was hoping it was just like a one-off thing. But then the next con I was at, like, it was just you again. And I'm like, I'm getting scared. Did they have a fight? But no, I guess.
Nah, it's really just a budget thing where, and then you mix that with the fact that flights have literally tripled like since before the pandemic. Yeah. They're kind of come down a little bit, but if you went to, like, you have to be strategic about it and pick the right ones, but I could get round trip from Chicago to Amsterdam for like under $800, like round trip.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Where now it's like $2,000 or more dollars to try and do that the same one, and and that's from Chicago. I'm starting in Phoenix, but anyway, like Fox, Amsterdam is surprisingly is closer to Scotland than you would think. Just America's really big.
Okay. Yes.
It'd be like one state away.
Right. Yeah. So, well, you know,
so you could like make it work.
If cons would start paying the musical guests, then it would make it worth your while.
And just like budget wise, it's just impossible unless the whole con funding structure changes and we start charging. Like, I don't know if you've ever gone to other kinds of conferences, like professional conferences, but usually the tickets are like $200 to $800.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I've gone to professional conferences, and you're right. And some of them are upwards of $1,500 to $2,000 for the week. So.
Yeah, especially if it's a whole week thing. Like, I'm thinking of a weekend situation.
Yeah.
And luckily, I never had to pay that because, like, I was a student at the time. And you're like, oh, you're a college student? Okay, you get the $50 pass. I'm like, oh, thank
God. We know that you can't afford anything. So, here you go. Yes.
Like, I had to go for credit. And I'm like, oh, well, that's going to suck when I eventually start doing this.
Yeah, I need to get my degree. So, could I get a few credits towards my music degree, please? That'd be great. Exactly. So, changing a little bit towards the more political end, and by the way, I am not a political pup, so I don't understand any words that you will be saying, but barely will, because he's smart. So you tweeted the other day, at this point, I am more surprised by people who are still following me. So what prompted that?
So on Twitter specifically, it's not that I'm not trying to express that, like, I've been abandoned by all of the world and I'm alone in my basement. But like on Twitter specifically, and it's not even that everyone on Twitter that I know, like not all of my mutuals who I know on Twitter all also hate me. It's no longer like every time you interact with me in a positive or even neutral way, you risk criticism for unrelated things.
Mm-hmm. You so talk to no Pepper like, well.
It's that's kind of like that's it. I'm kind of like I'm not in vogue at the moment for reasons we can get into as deeply as you want. I don't want to like make this into a big airing of my grievances.
No,
like with the fandom. But no. It's due to political disagreements. It's not because of like I haven't like attacked, I haven't beaten anyone up.
Right.
There's no like sexual assault allegations.
Right. Oh god. Yeah.
But I've seen
you didn't release a balloon into the sky or something.
I was talking about the I'm not sufficiently scared enough of the Chinese pie balloon. That's why need to make. I need to take this seriously. Look, China is out there, and they are coming. They're coming to get us.
Oh my cow!
I heard one the other day where, like, I'm joking obviously with a lot of these, but I saw one the other day where it's like someone said, "Oh, why like pepper?" And then someone else replies like frowny face, pepper, and then they're like, "Why?" And then they say, "Oh, he pulled a gun on his roommate." And I'm like, "Oh, what? That's how I learned about that incident." I guess I wasn't.
When did I do that?
I guess I wasn't there for it.
Yeah, the rumor mill is just terrible sometimes.
The closest that actually happened was like I did have a falling out with a previous roommate, but that's and there was a gun involved. It was because like he had it and didn't tell us about it. No one pulled guns on anyone, but like he didn't tell people he had it. And then I'm like, what the heck? I shouldn't be finding out about this because I give you a hug and I'm like, what? Why do you have a Glock? Maybe you should tell the house that you're gonna be having a fucking weapon. But and that led to like a falling out. But it's not that like. That eventually becomes Pepper pulled a gun on his roommate.
God, the dots connect in such a weird way. It's just strange.
We're basically in a vibes based politics, political consciousness at this point.
Yes,
where it matters far less what is being said or done, but who is saying and doing it. Determines how you are supposed to feel about stuff, and that's all it is, like how people feel. Like it's not like if we all got together and felt the same about it, things would change. Like you can point to examples where, like, remember like free and open internet when that was a big fight a few years ago, and just nobody talks about it anymore. It was like 95% of Americans were like, FCC, you should make it so you can't like have your ISP screw you over legally, and then they're like, sorry, happening anyway, woo, and they just did it. Like, they don't care what you think, but
they don't.
We care what each other thinks in terms of like, you know, social things, which makes it so then if I make a joke, people are far less likely to retweet it because then they'll be like, why are you retweeting this guy? He's a very bad guy, don't you know?
He has guns. I mean, come on, you don't want to mess
with
this guy.
Maybe I put me a guns.
Cons aren't gonna like have you to cons anymore, are they? Because they're like, no one will want to go. Like, Pepper's there. We will die. He is going to shoot us with his rubber bands, and it'll just be horrible.
We're in a situation where, essentially, because, again, it's vibes-based, the only place people are showing me a lot of anger is Twitter. Like, I've been to conventions, and never have I even gotten in, like, not even like a heckler. And no one comes to my dealer table and says, like, I disagree. Like, nothing. Not even one. And I'm honestly surprised at this point. Like, I'm like, when is it going to happen? Like, people apparently feel very strongly about this. When does anybody in real life? And it sounds like I'm being dismissive, but that is my evidence for why I say that a large part of the anger towards me is people who just don't go to cons anyway. So if your argument for why I have to be, I use the term blacklist, I'm not banned. I still attend cons. I just don't have like official performances anymore. At some of them outside of the U.S., I am. I come to Confuror. Come to what is the other one? Brazil Fur Fest. If you would like to see me do a sanctioned onstage performance at a convention, and there's been some U.S. ones. Like I did get on the schedule. I'm not gonna say who because I might accidentally direct somebody who's like, I heard that it is unacceptable. Like, I might live on the other side of the planet from your convention and never plan to attend, but I disagree. Sorry, I'm starting to act like I'm feeling sorry for myself. I
blame the beard.
Fine.
I blame the beard.
I'm doing well. I am happy. I just wish I could do more convention performances, which, as you went, we were talking about paying performers, is volunteer work. I don't get paid by the conventions. Like, you can argue that if I get, like, a badge or hotel room, the hotel room especially, like, it is a huge help towards getting me there. But I haven't had that since before the pandemic. And that's usually because cons just, like, Confuhrer and Brazil, it would kind of, it'd be like half their budget if they paid for my flight ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I can, like, share a room with the blank director and I'll sleep on, like, I get an air mattress and, like, you make it work.
Now, BLFC, what BLFC was it at that you had a performance?
I haven't. Everyone that I think the most recent ones, I don't think BLFC has a officially canned me from anything yet. Oh, okay. We'll see. The upcoming one I might probably won't be able to do just because like Tuesdays are a work day. I just kind of can't miss. Mm-hmm. And it's a BLFC is like Monday to Thursday or something this year.
It's a weekday. It's a weekday con. So
yeah,
I like it, but I'm doing other things where I got to take basically I get a few Tuesdays I can get away with the year, and I'm kind of using all of them.
Yeah. Right.
And if I take another, I'd have to.
You'd have to shoot someone with that gun you have.
I'm sick, or like I've had a death. My dog.
Oh yes.
I don't have a dog.
But they don't know that.
And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a Lion Larry.
Lion Larry.
No, yeah. We don't want to be a Lion Larry.
But anyway, like, do you want to talk about like I don't. The reason that, because if you're listening to this and you have no idea what I'm talking about, you're probably like, wow, what did he do? He said he didn't do those things, but did he like kill a did he like bite a bird's head off on stage? And like a real one? And, like, did he Ozzy on
us? I was just going to say he went Ozzy on us.
No, you were political because you made a comment about vaccines. That was what started the spiral, wasn't it?
It was my first of many cancellations, where my first thing was to boil down a huge long thing, I essentially got on the internet and said, yo, you got to lie, steet, and cheel to get this, steet, and cheel,
yeah.
Put that on a shirt, that's why you lie, cheat, and steal, get this vaccine no matter what, because I'm scared that at some point the powers that be are going to make it, like, inaccessible to you somehow or cost money, and they're talking now, they keep talking about it, not doing it, so I don't know, maybe they won't, about charging for the vaccine, or at least charging your insurance, so like, you know what I mean, it's not going to be like, here you go, everybody take it, it's free at Walgreens, like it has been for a while. And so, you know, many years later, I'm technically correct. But it turned, and that I do apologize for. I did apologize for and continue to, where yes, being dishonest, like in the medical system in a state of emergency, could like F up the medical system and create unforeseen issues. True. I take that criticism. And from there, all my other ones have been kind of, they've been either a combination of guilt by association, where I'm in the same room as someone who has bad opinions and I didn't throw pie in their face.
Right.
Or disagreements over whether or not the United States should be funding the Ukraine war, like the Ukraine war, is that what we can call it?
Is that a neutral enough term?
Right. Over there that's happening? Yeah.
You know, the issues.
The issues
in the Ukraine, yes, in the Russia area.
Yeah. Don't say the Ukraine, that could get you in trouble.
Well, that's why I said the Russian areas, because I added that in there. So.
When I say that, it's because like in like the 80s, it was the Ukraine, but then it swapped in some way after the Soviet Union fell. And then it's just Ukraine. But my situation with that is like, I'm not a diplomat. I don't think we need to get into like a ton of like history and me. I'm not a historian. I'm just some guy. The only reason I've looked into it as much as I have is because people were mad at me about it. So I'm like, well, I better learn. Like, people are very upset. Like, I should check this out and know what I'm talking about at least a little bit.
Find out why and they're so upset. It's
like, if you want to have a big conversation about this, I'm happy to get into the details that I know. Please fill me in on details that I'm missing, but no one has yet.
Yeah. But so you can't really blame them for not telling you what you asked them to tell you.
I really want to, like, it just, you get in circles when I try to people to pin down exactly what they are super mad at me about. But my argument is that I see, if we are going to send $110 billion to Ukraine, why can we never send $110 billion to America? There are so many obvious issues, and it never gets done. But once again, there's another war that we got to fund, and it, like, you don't get to vote on it. It just happens no matter what, no matter Democrats or Republicans, who is in charge, the war is getting funded, which is a criticism taught to me by the same people who are unhappy with me at the moment. They say, well, no, this is a good war. And I'm like, well, no two conflicts are the same. And don't think that I'm trying to oversimplify and say that these conflicts are exactly identical. But we all we're unhappy about the Iraq war, right? I mean, some people aren't, but everyone I talk to, like, mistake. Shouldn't have got in there, lied to the end of the war, and just, like, funneled a bunch of money to the military-industrial complex and, like, U.S. contractors. And then, like, we were paid to destroy and then rebuild a country. Like, same thing in Afghanistan. Like, we left. Can anyone tell me what the goal of Afghanistan, like, what was the winning condition of either of those wars? Like, Iraq, Afghanistan, like, what? Like, to defeat the war on terror, right? So I guess defeat terrorism. We got Saddam Hussein out in like the first week, and then we just hung out for another like 8-10 years.
Right.
We like the weather over here. It's really nice. It's good. They have good slushies.
Good slushies in Afghanistan. Okay.
So we'll just
I might be wrong, and it might be very obvious how wrong I am in the future, but this just feels very similar of like, here's another war where suddenly we magicked all this money out of nowhere, and even though like there's somebody living under every bridge, we nobody can healthcare, like you have to pay all your student loans back. We found $110 billion, and most of that made it like to the country. We're pretty sure. Even Iraq, remember, they lost like a whole pallet of just cash.
Right.
It was like, we don't $100 million just on a pallet. Whoa, where is it?
Oh no, somewhere. Did you check under the fridge? Because sometimes it rolls under there.
Yeah, or the couch. Maybe it's in the couch. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, we have proof that these wars are like basically scams.
Mm-hmm.
And the same people who taught me those criticisms are some of them, not everybody. Some people are consistent. They're like, no, we must. I want to know. And this, I'm not trying to be argumentative, but if you know, please enlighten me. Like, what is my victory condition, which sounds like something. I want a immediate ceasefire in Ukraine, and I want negotiations to start, because in the 20th century, 21st century especially, like, that's how wars end, is everyone does a negotiation, you sign some things, and you stop bombing each other, and then, you know, whatever happens from there. But that's how all wars end now. So if we get to that, I don't see what the downside is to starting that. And then my other question is, like, what... If you're saying no, that would be letting Russia win. Like, what is Ukraine winning in this situation? Like, is it killing Vladimir Putin? is it like regime change? Is it like returning Ukraine to which borders? Because their borders have changed every few years for a long time. Like, to pre-Crimea, to like, what is the win condition, and when is it acceptable to stop doing the war?
Mm-hmm. I like how you say, when can we stop doing the war? That should be a shirt.
Because I'm told now we're not allowed to stop.
Oh, it's
this isn't the right time.
This isn't it. No.
No.
There's like our generals and secretary of state, I think. It's like Anthony Blinken, whatever he does. He's on the TV saying exactly that. Like, the U.S. is not ready for, like, a peace plan right now would not be good. Like, I don't remember his exact thing, but it's basically that, like, verbatim,
I'm
just
not
explicitly.
Sure why it would not
peace
be
bad
good.
Now.
I'm with like, you. I don't really know why. What?
It's not peace good for us right now. Always good. But, hey.
I mean, times change. This is post-pandemic. Everything's changed. You see, peace is not good anymore.
But that's my main stance that, like, is concretely I can point to, and everything else is kind of like a guilt by association, like, roundabout thing, where they'll say that I explicitly support Russia. I do not. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Russia should take over the world. I don't, like, want to say, I'll surrender our government to Vladimir Putin. Yeah, China's taken over the world.
Yeah,
that's
what can't let Russia do it. Take away their job.
Yeah, man. I think we have a cartoon view of this conflict, a lot of people do, where they want to assign a good guy and a bad guy because they know they're never going to have to fight in it. So they think it's okay to take stances like we need to fight to the last Ukrainian, where I disagree because I don't want a situation where we have a last Ukrainian. I think I said this exact thing in the last time we were on here talking about stuff.
We need Boris and Natasha to take over the war, you see, and that way it'll end really soon.
With the moose.
The moose and the squirrel, yes.
Yeah, okay. I know some. I'm proud of myself. I knew something. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So there any...
Yeah, that last time you were on the show, I mean, that's when your whole vaccine thing started. And so we had you on the show, and that's when you talked about that. So any further that wants to hear the official Pepper stance and know that everything's okay, go back to season one, episode 51 of the show. And he does a good job explaining things.
I am vaccinated. Like, I'm definitely not. If I'm sure at some point, the rumor has now started that I'm anti-vax because just like bad thing and vaccine.
And
but
guns.
That was never one of the accusations. It's that I got it too early.
Oh, you got it too early?
Yeah, it's that I stole one from a grandma because they're like, Pepper didn't have the right job to get the vaccine. And he's telling people to lie to get it. And I kind of did because I'm like, well, because at the time, I knew people who did not qualify to get a vaccine because of their like actual medical issue, but they did qualify because they like worked at a certain kind of institution that was, it was very hard to argue it's essential. I won't get too specific, but like, and I'm like, F that, man, go out and get it. And people are like, you're telling people to like skip the line. And I'm like, you're right. And I did that, and that was wrong. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Don't do the war.
But don't do the war. Like, I still also, like, I don't back down from that. Like, because, I don't know. Do either of you have an answer for, like, what's the win condition? Like, how does Ukraine win? What would that mean?
I would think that Ukraine wins when Russia says, you're an independent nation. We're not taking back the land. Thank you very much. It's been fun. Sorry we killed all you people. See you later.
Yeah. I guess the negotiation point is going to be what happens with Crimea and the Donbass chunks, the Lugansk People's Republic and Donetsk People's Republic, if I pronounce things right.
Yeah. Donetsk.
Yeah. I don't want to know about these things. I had to look it up.
Right.
But it's like, do they become... If you look like beforehand, the reason this whole conflict seems to have been kicking off is like back from 2014 on, after a whole government thing that we are going to get into. Like the Kiev part, West Ukraine that likes Europe and Poland and wants to join NATO and the EU is mad and continues to be mad at the like basically separatist parts that border Russia, and they speak Russian and they want to move to like... They tend to like Russia more, and those are kind of how, like, in the same way we have, like, the North and South here, and we fight about shit. Like, they have the Russian and the Ukrainian, but they're, like, they're Ukrainians, even though they speak Russian. They just happen to... And you end up in situations where, like, the Kiev government was, like, banning Russian in some... Like, in schools, I don't remember. It's like if the Washington, D.C. was banning in Texas, like, or California, like, the speaking of Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like, people would get super mad about, like, you could see it. People might start rioting. Like, there might be some violence. There might be some conflict.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
You can't do it. Speaking of
it's
things...
It's been, like, a little civil war almost. In there.
Speaking of things you can't do... I want to talk about something that I know you can do, Pepper. You can stream Tears of Kingdom.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
I have not gotten super into video games in forever, and I'm both happy and disappointed because I should be doing more productive things. But Zelda is literally the first video game I ever played as a 5-year-old. I had the Super Nintendo Link to the Past. It came bundled because it was like 1996, I think that would have been. So the system had been out for many years at that point, and there was a bundle that had Zelda and the thing. And that and Aladdin. So I've been playing Zelda forever. It's like the closest thing to a fanboy series I have. I've played every mainline game except Skyward Sword, which I just ordered on Amazon. I'm going to be streaming that soon if you want to see me play Skyward Sword.
And where can we see your... Oh, you're doing it. I didn't even have to ask. You're already...
Go to twitch.tv/peppercoyote, just spelled like Pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R-C-O-Y-O-T-E, all one word.
I can't believe I had to prompt you for the plug. What am I...
Yeah,
am I not
right?
paying attention?
It's been a couple minutes.
It has.
I came back.
So
I'll be playing that. Yeah. I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom. I'm at 110 hours, I think my system told me, and I never play games to that extent anymore, and I'm kind of having a great time with it. I have so many, I've done like so many shrines. Have either of you played the game at all?
No, I apparently have to. Someone else was telling me recently about how great this is, so I'm going to have to, I made a little note.
It's the only version of Minecraft I'll play.
Oh, okay. Good.
Like, actually, it, I, how are you playing it? I'm like 60 hours in, and I'm literally in a mine, swinging a hammer, gathering. Like, there's a lot of resource development. It's the only open world game that I like. I prefer contained, short,
this
single player.
This is what you do.
Like,
you do that. You go there. You kill the dragon. You kiss the princess.
I want the hallway. I go down the hallway. I beat the guy to get through the next part of the hallway, and then have a nice story.
Nice and
but
linear.
In this case, run around.
Yeah,
sounds like Castle Wolfenstein.
Exactly. Level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4,
there you go.
Win.
Right. Shoot them all and clear the maze. You're done.
I've just been running around in a big Hyrule Kingdom, slapping around people with my various objects.
All right.
Well, and that's kind of like what Diablo is like, right? I mean, you just have to kill like all the little things, and then you go up to the next floor, and then so it's a little bit of an open world thing because you can go left and before you go right, and you still get to the same place, but you still kind of do all the same stuff.
It's open world. I do think it does have some influence from Minecraft in that there's like a nether, and this isn't spoilers. It's like you find out about it right away when you start playing the game. But there's like you do go underground. There's even more crafting than in the previous one. And what I'm trying to think, like, while at the same time it's doing its own thing, it's definitely pulling in influence from what I consider inferior games who do the same thing but less fun, because most open world games to me are just completely copy paste, and this one is a little bit because you got to have some. It's too big to not have a little bit of procedural generation going on. Mm-hmm. But I like it. It's a Zelda. I like that Zelda changes and is a different thing than what Skyward Sword is going to be, which is very linear, but it's just like it holds your hand. There's so many dialogue boxes like, to swing your sword, press A. Don't get hit by things.
Stop
like bombs
talking.
Explode. Like, oh.
Oh, my cow. So
leave me alone.
So you've been streaming that. What other things do you stream that other furs can look and see?
Yeah, I play. I'm the worst streamer for algorithmic success. I keep a very weird schedule where I try to do every Monday, but you know, hit the follow button on my Twitch. It'll tell you when I come on. And I just kind of play whatever game I feel like. Sometimes it's the popular one, like Tears of the Kingdom right now. It's the big one. But usually it's, I'm playing the Resident Evil 2. Here we go. I'm playing
Pac-Man.
It's like whatever I feel like doing at the time. Because it's kind of actually an excuse for me to jobify playing video games so I still play any. Otherwise, I
feel bad.
Just sit and I get bored and drink even more coffee.
Which is probably not the best. Well, so
do you play any games anymore? Are you at all gamers?
I don't know if I call myself a gamer. So I play Hearthstone. I've really been into Bloons 6 recently. Have you played Bloons?
Bloons?
No, Balloons.
No, it's B-L, no A.
Yeah,
B-L-O-O-N-S.
S. Yep.
It's a tower defense game.
I'm Googling this so I can look.
Yep. Do you like tower defense games?
I've never seen this, but I have played like 3 tower defense games, including Plants vs. Zombies, which is technically a tower defense
game. It is. Plants vs. Zombies is... I love Plants vs. Zombies. But yeah, so you're the premise here is you're like a bunch of monkeys, and you're popping these balloons that are trying to get into your village and everything, but it's tower defense, and it's actually very addicting, and it's also very challenging too. But it's good stuff. I'm having lots of fun with that. But yeah, I also play Hearthstone. What else do I play? Not right now. Not much. I have in the past played things like Baldur's Gate, Neverwinter's Night, and stuff like that. I like things like that too. But but yeah, I'll have to check out Tears of the Kingdom because apparently it's pretty popular and everything.
I'm glad that video games are just such an accepted, like, I don't know, entertainment and art form that there's enough genre difference that you don't all necessarily play. So, like, there's entire sections of gaming that I just have no idea what's going on with it because it's just not the thing that I like. See, that's like me with competitive shooters. I also don't like. I don't know what's happening.
I don't like those. They're scary. I don't like them. Another, I can't believe I forgot. I recently started Beat Saber, so I've been liking that quite a lot. Yeah, yeah. Doing
rhythm games
things,
are always good.
Yeah. I'm really proud of myself because I beat Radioactive on hard level the other day. I was very proud of myself at normal speed. Okay.
That's good.
You should. All you first should see Pepper's face right now. He's like, oh, okay, Taven. Great.
Whatever.
See you later. Bye. Yeah.
I am smiling. I'm just enjoying the moment where things are nice, and
good.
You are cute, and you are a good dog.
Bark, bark. I wag. So
and you dance.
I like dancing. I'm a dancey pup. That's true. So what are your next cons then?
Anthrocon is coming up like next week. I do not have an official performance, but I do have a dealer's table. Go to
nice.
P P18. It should be on the far right, I think, when you enter the dealer den. But I'm on one of the corners, and I'll have not only my music, but a whole bunch of other people's music, because, as usual, we become the, like, there's a whole bunch of musicians who have, like, one or two things, so not, like, enough to justify getting a whole-ass dealer's table. But if we decorate one table with 1,000 items, we...
Right.
Maybe,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good way to promote. Nice, nice.
Between us, we can make $100.
Between the 1,000 of you, you can make $100, yeah.
So, please, come around, buy some music.
Are
nice
you, by any chance, going to be at Denver this year?
Yeah, Denver, no.
No? Oh. What?
There.
So this will be my...
Denver canceled a show that I was going to do there a while ago when I first made my Ukraine war opinions known.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, well, this is going
to
be...
I would like to come back to... If you want me, listeners, if you want me to be at Denver, politely and calmly, like, send an official email through their official, like, contact thing for Denver, like, hi, I like Pepper Coyote, and I think you should let him do a little show. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
There you go.
Yeah. This will be my first Denver this year, so that's...
Hope you have fun.
Yeah.
I've been there once, and it was a good time.
You've been... Okay, you were almost there another time, and it was a good time.
I was almost there twice.
Yay.
It's good. So, Barely, would you like to ask Mr. Pepper our last question?
Our last question. Well, you know, Pepper, we always ask for your words of wisdom, your parting shots to the fandom as we end our interview with you. Anything wise and wonderful you'd like to share?
Wise and wonderful.
Besides, don't poop on the sidewalk.
And don't do the war.
Don't do the war, yes.
If I got to, like, throw out a quote for the episode, I'm trying really hard to, like, actually live like what I talk about with the caring more about what is being said and done than who is the person delivering the message or doing the action, because, like, If Hitler said 5 + 5 = 10, would you be like, no?
There's something to that, actually. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
People are allowed to be right about, like, a thing without you having to, like, love and agree with everything they say.
Right.
Become
right.
their best friend and
yes.
hang out and invite them to your birthday party.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's true that if things are going to get done, they should be doing the getting the done, not the blaming of the person that said the bad things about the getting it done.
Yeah, I hope. I'm so proud. Like, all of us, everyone involved in the situation, like, there's no generals who are arguing with me.
No.
No.
I don't get to debate Mike Pompeo.
No.
It's like...
That's true.
It's just a bunch
That's
of powerless true. People yelling at each other online. And I'm yeah. sorry. I don't want to make you guys feel bad. Oh, I don't want to be
internet,
hateful.
I tell you, they are just... It's like, I don't
We
care.
All got to unite or we can't do anything.
Right. So what was that internet meme about the guy posted, I don't like oranges for breakfast. And so the other guy starts posting, what do you have against oranges? What about bananas? Don't you like bananas? How about a grapefruit? You know, so I didn't mention any of that, but thank you. So anyway, well, Pepper, thanks for coming on the show. We always enjoy having you. It's been a pleasure to see you on the camera and hear your dulcet tones of your voice. It's always so your voice is always so smooth and calm and collected, that's what makes you a nice singer. I mean, everything is it's very pleasant.
I appreciate the compliment. I would love to. Maybe when I get real old and, like, my voice gets a little bit, like, deeper, I could become, like, a copy reader person, like, for
there
advertisements.
There you go. There you go.
And the whole, what's that guy's name? Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman.
I want to narrate voice. Something, yeah. please.
And on that note, I do have to say, and I'm sure I said this last time, but over the years, like, I think the first time I saw you sing was FC 2017. And over the years, your singing has just gotten better, 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 and I've noted that mm-hmm. over the years.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I appreciate it. I work on it all the time. So like I said, go on Spotify.
Yeah,
go on Spotify, on YouTube. Actually, I looked up Chinese Pie Balloon when we were chatting, so I'm going to grab that and drop in a short little clip when we start talking about it, if that's okay with you, Mr. Pepper Coyote.
Please do. I hope people like it.
All right.
Yeah. And and by the way, all you furs, if you want to hear Pepper sing, like, in a different way, I was actually very surprised, pleasantly surprised. Your singing is, it's different. It's not what I normally hear in Pepper somehow, if that makes any sense. Okay. It's like higher or something. I don't know. All you first just listen to it, and maybe you'll disagree with me. And if you do, maybe we can start a war about it, and then put off negotiations for 10 years. How's that?
It's because I do falsetto. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I open up
with my falsetto because I'm trying to be courageous because people say I sound a little bit like Dave Matthews, and he has a lot of falsetto.
So I need to start
doing this more.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a pleasure having you. We love you all for listening, and remember you can buy merch at Redbubble, Bonfire, or Fourth Wall, and very soon Tabin will have his own merch up there on Fourth Wall for Tabin merch, not just podcast merch. So Tabin, would you like to say goodbye?
I would like to say goodbye, and just like Fairly said, thank you very much, Pepper, for coming on the show. It's been informative, it's been a lot of fun, and
talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Well, are you first? I hope you enjoyed your time with us. And until next time, I say bark, bark, and stay furry.
Fairly Fur Casting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Is Library. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com, or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.
not simple hobbies or toys. There's pie balloons coming from Illinois. Ain't gonna look like a clown. Take these balloons lying down. We gotta blow them up. Chinese pie balloon floating up into the sky balloon. Coyotes think they're howling at the moon, but it's just my Chinese pie balloon. Chinese satellite helping me to guide my horse at night. Wanna hold you in my arms so tight. I need my Chinese satellite. Chinese pie balloon. Anybody tell me why balloon? Daddy had to shoot you down so soon. I want my Chinese pie balloon.
Tian Jai Jia, I want my Chinese.